morning and welcome to worship here at Trinity. I wanted to, one, welcome you to worship, and two, share just a couple things. You may have noticed when you came in that there was a blue bag on your chair, and this is a gift from us to you, and we hope that you will continue to use this. But as we get started this morning, I also wanted to share with you about our mission box. As many of you know, we've been collecting items for our Thanksgiving basket, and we're going to be putting those together. And next week, we're asking you to bring back turkeys. And so you can use this bag, fill it with a turkey, bring it back to us, but then keep this bag and continue to use it for your grocery shopping or anything else. You can also make a donation to any of the wooden boxes you see towards the back of the church as you exit. And so we ask you to also consider giving generously towards this project. You want to read more about it, it's in your bulletin. The other thing that's in your bulletin is a Connect card. And this is an opportunity for us to know that you are here in worship, but also to stay connected with you. So if you are with us on a regular basis, we're thrilled you're here, but we would still love to have your name and email. And if you are new to our community, we would love to get your information as much as you are willing to share with us. So if you will take that out and take a moment to complete it, you can give that to the usher later as we collect our offering. We hope that all of you feel welcome. And if you are new to our community, we especially want you to feel welcome this morning. We are celebrating All Saints Sunday. And so we're going to begin our worship a little differently than we normally do. I'm going to ask you to stand now and join me in a responsive call to worship. So please stand. I'll read where it says leader, and if you'll join me where it says all. In all our weakness and strength, with our youthful spirits and aging bodies, we come to be your people of God, strong in faith and eager with questions, singing our praise and whispering our prayers. We come to be your people, O God, filled with saintly determination, yet mindful of our human limitations. We come to be your people, O God, made strong in your endless love for us. We know ourselves to be yours, and we come to be your people, O God. May we truly become your people today. Amen. Will you please remain standing and join us in our opening hymn?
Lord God, we gather today mindful of all who have gone before us in living this faith. We give thanks for their witness that has been a part of your church and a part of building your kingdom here on earth as it is in heaven. And this morning as we gather, surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, may our hearts and lives continue to be shaped according to your purposes by the power of your Spirit at work here in this space and among each of us. Amen. Would you join me this morning in affirming our faith with other Christians around the world through the Apostles' Creed? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended to the dead. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Morning, as we prepare to offer our gifts that become a part of the work of the church and ministry, I want to give thanks to those of you who last week or in the past week have already offered commitments for the 2019 year for supporting our ministry budget, and also for those of you who made a gift or a commitment toward our need to replace our roof. Most of you know by now that is a significant need and one that cannot wait any longer, and so we are moving forward and making preparations for that. And you know, many of you, that the total of that, the early estimate on that is somewhere in excess of $850,000. I am happy to share with you this morning that we are already at the 500,000 mark in terms of gifts and commitments that have been made. So for your generosity, we are very grateful as together we replace this roof in order to make sure we are good stewards in caring for both the facilities and the ministries that happen within them. If you brought your commitment card today, if you were not with us last week or not able to present it then, you may place those in the offering plate this morning. There's also a card in the bulletin if you would like to use one there. Let me invite you to join me in prayer over today's offering. Good and gracious God, for all that you have done to bless your children, we give you thanks. And we pray that as your church in the world today, we would be faithful in supporting the work of ministry that supports your plans for all of us. And so receive our gifts from grateful hearts now as we offer them. In Christ's name we pray. Thank you.
thank you, Bell Choir and Chancel Choir. And I know as you sing, some of you are thinking about the saints that you have lost this year. And so our hearts and prayers are with you all. This morning, we are reading a scripture reading from the book of Revelation. Now, even if you don't spend a whole lot of time in the book of Revelation, you might be familiar with this passage because it's often read at funerals. It's a vision of hope and joy for all of us in times when we have lost loved ones. So I invite you to read along with me. Our scripture reading is from Revelation 21, verses 1 through 6. As you follow along, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And then I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away.' And the one who was seated on the throne said, 'See, I am making all things new.' Also he said, 'Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true.' Then he said to me, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end.'" This is the word of God for the people of God, and God's people say, let me invite you to bow your heads and pray for me this morning and sharing this message with you as I pray for you and receive. God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It says, God will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more. Can you imagine? When a person or a family has lost a loved one, this passage brings hope, hope of a new and different day. And yet, as much as this passage offers comfort and focus on everything turning out well in the end, just hearing it can also confront us with the here and the now. And the fact that our world in the here and now is so very unwell. These words highlight the contrast between the hope for the future and our present reality. A place and time where there is an overabundance of pain and mourning, and so very much is wrong in our world. You know, when the book of Revelation was first written, it was also a time when things were very unwell. It's written by John of Patmos. We might say today John of Pittsburgh, during a time of extreme persecution of the Christians. It's likely that it was during a time when the Christians, when they were ruled by Domitian, ruler of the Roman Empire from 86 to 91. During his rule, Christians literally had to risk their lives to be able to live faithfully and rigorously. They were people who were discouraged and beaten down by this evil empire. empire, what John called the beast. But even though this was the reality in which they lived, John was given this vision of a different reality. He offered to them God's vision of the way things could be in the world, of a place and time when both heaven and earth are transformed. And all creation will be transformed because God will dwell with them. Literally, God will set up tent with the people. God will tabernacle with them, is what it says. And because God chooses to live with them, the city will now be filled with joy and laughter, and all things will be made new. You know, today is All Saints Day, and we celebrate the saints, both those who have gone before us and those of us gathered here, and all Christians everywhere. Now, you may say, wow, me? I'm not a saint. Don't say that I'm a saint, but you are, simply because God has chosen to come and dwell with us. God has come making all things new, and as Christians, we are that new creation. You see, the word Christian and saint are interchangeable. The title of a saint is less about who we are and what we do, and more about the fact that God has come to dwell with us and in us. In the revelation to John, John heard a loud voice saying from the throne, "See, the home of God is among mortals. God will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples, and God will be with them." Saints literally just means holy ones. We are saints, holy ones, because God's presence is incarnate within us. And it is God who is fully righteous and holy, because God's presence in us makes us that way as well. Again, it is less about who we are and what we do, and more about God dwelling within us. We know that our behavior is less than perfect, at least mine is, yet it is God's presence in the midst of us, in the midst of our humanity, that makes sainthood possible, which makes all things possible. I may feel far from sainthood, but as God's new creation, God can do in me and through me far more than I could ever ask. And that's not just how it is with me, but with all of us who are saints. When I think about the saints, I think of George Carleton. He was a gentleman in the congregation that I served when Steve was in seminary in Durham in the mid-1990s. And George, immediately after high school, went to serve in World War II. And when he came home, I don't think he had any other formal education. But he was really good at designing and engineering things. And he became an inventor and a millionaire. And he became a part of Trinity in downtown Durham when everybody who was anybody was a part of that congregation. But then later, people began to drift out to the suburbs, and thus left this downtown church as well. But George continued to stay there. And George was the kind of person who was kind and gentle. And he spoke the same way with the homeless person who wandered in off the street as he did with the bank president, who was also a member. And he would walk up and talk to everyone with the same kind of heart, black or white, rich or poor, young or old. George truly was a gentleman and a humble man. You all know the hymn, the
song when the saints go marching in. And when the saints go marching in, I want to be like George. I want to be as humble as George. I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. When I think of the saints, I think of Nekas and Luis. Nekas and Luis were two young men that Steve met on his second trip to Angola. And Nekas and Luis were in their early 20s, and they were the drivers and the hosts for the group, and they would attend to all of their needs. It was a trip, a missions trip, and Steve was there. And Steve knew that these guys were really sharp, and they were in their early 20s, and he kind of wondered why they were the drivers for this group. But what he learned from them is that when they were just boys, they were torn out of their classroom and forced to go and fight. And their families' lives were threatened if they did not go. And when he talked to Nekas and Luis, they had such joy and contentment because they said, "We are happy to be doing anything other than being forced to kill." You know, I hope I can have that same kind of joy and contentment with wherever I am in life and whatever I'm doing. I want to be like Nekas and Luis. And thanks for marching in. I want to be in that number. When I think of the saints, think of Esther Yoder, who's a part of this congregation. Now, Esther has lost a daughter. Esther has battled cancer and struggled with other ailments along the way, and yet she will not let it get the best of her. Esther smiles and is kind and loving to everyone that she meets. She has this strength and perseverance that is clear to everyone. She lives a loving life. She has a will of steel and a heart of gold. And when I think about the saints, I want to have the perseverance and the strength of Esther. And when the saints go marching in, I want to be in that number. When I think about the saints, I think of Mary McLeod Bethune. Mary McLeod was born as the 15th of 17 children to former slaves. And she was one of the most admired educators and women and civil rights leaders in the 20th century. In 1904, with $1.50 and 5 little girls, the city of Daytona gave her a piece of property adjacent to the dump to start a school. And that school became Bethune-Cookman University. As Mary McLeod Bethune started it, it was a model for other black colleges across the nation. She was also an advocate for African-Americans in the government and was a part of what was known as Franklin Delano Roosevelt's Black Cabinet. When I am overwhelmed by the road ahead, I think about Mary McLeod Bethune and her courage and wisdom. And when the saints come marching in, I will be in that number. When the saints come marching in, reminds me of our own Andy Jasperson. Many of you knew Andy. He died just a couple of months ago. Andy had developmental disabilities and would sit on the very back row on the bench against the wall every Sunday. And he was here for all three services every single Sunday. He was the kindest and gentlest man. When we first arrived, he gave Steve several presents. He gave him a couple of different Bibles and several picture frames. I'm not sure if he ever really realized that I was a preacher, not just the preacher's wife, or a preacher and the preacher's wife. But what a beautiful person he was. And I loved greeting him every Sunday. When I am tempted to not be as kind or gracious as I could be, I think about Andy and his kindness and gentleness. And the saints from marching in, I want to be in that number. And the saints from marching in, be like George and be humble and gracious to all. And I want to be like Nicholas and Luis and have such joy and contentment. And I want to be like Esther and have strength and perseverance. And I want to be like Mary McLeod Bethune and have wisdom and courage to face the road ahead. I want to be like Candy and simply be kind and gentle and loving. You know, when I think about our world right now, we all know that it's a hard and difficult place. It's frightening. It's violent. It's unwell. But you and I, here and now, can make an impact. You and I here and now can display those qualities. We can be a witness in the world that God is dwelling within us. Because when the saints are marching in, I want to be in that number. What about you? God, you are so good, and you have come to set up house with us. You have come to dwell with us and in us. So, oh God, each and every day in this life, may we live filled with your holiness and your righteousness. May we exemplify characteristics of humility and joy and contentment and perseverance and wisdom and strength and kindness and gentleness. We know that you are making all things new. We are grateful that you do it in each one of us. And pray that you will use us as witnesses in the world so that the world may be transformed. And we will see that you make all things new. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen. So today, as we celebrate All Saints Sunday, we will be lighting candles for one for each of those persons who has been a part of Trinity and has died in the last year. As the names are read, if you are a family member, a loved one, a friend of that person whose name is being read, we invite you just to stand where you are as the name is read and as the candle is lit and the bell is rung, and then you may be seated. And we'll continue with the next name. Later, during communion, as we celebrate communion, after you receive communion, you're welcome to use candles and light from the pillar candle, and light any of the candles along on the kneeling rail. And you can light those for others that you know who have died in the last year or at any time that you want to remember on this day as we celebrate the saints, those living and those who have passed away into God's eternal care.
Robert Baker, Jean Baxter, Jim Bailey. Marion Braswell, Marilyn Brothers, Joyce Buffett. James Clayton, Ethel Cooper, Gerard Cochran, Carrie Sinker, Richard Devlin, Amy Flanagan, Cheryl Fox, Pamela Franklin, Donald Furlong, Robert Gary, Edith Halsey, Bonnie Higginstaff, Lenny Hobbs. Margaret King. Francis Hershaw. George Lowe. Helen Lutz. Elizabeth McGinn. Stephen Patrick. Robin Peary. Ben Perry. Susan Pope. Priscilla Prison. John Reynolds. Alan Shepard. Robert Sherwood. Velma Shoemaker. Thomas Dudley. Gary Taylor. Kathleen Thompson. Amy Vandenpoel. Shirley Waterman. Marion Wilson.
Almighty God, we give you thanks for all your saints who are one with you in the mystical body of Christ. Give us grace to follow them in all virtue and holiness until we come to those inexpressible joys which you have prepared for those who truly love you. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who is alive with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
As we prepare to come to the Lord's table and celebrate Holy Communion with one another, it's on days like this that I'm especially thankful for our Wesleyan theology. In the Apostles' Creed that we recite so often at the beginning of our services, we talk about believing in the communion of saints. And here at the Lord's table is where we believe that every single time we gather, not just on All Saints Day, but every time we come to the Lord's table, all of the saints who are present come. And all the saints who have passed on surround us at this holy table. And are present with us, just as we believe Christ is present with us in this holy meal, so are all those who have gone on before us and paved the way for our own faith journey. And then as we come to this table, Catherine talked about all things being made new. That is the hope that we are pressing on towards. It is not a hope that is just in the distant future. It is one that Christ is wanting to make manifold now, in and through us. And as we come to this table, we receive the nourishment within our souls. We receive the grace from Christ necessary to be transformed and renewed within, so that we can go out into the world and partner with God as Christ is already in the process of making all things new until he comes again in final victory. And so Christ took bread and gave thanks to the Father, and he broke the bread and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he took the cup and he gave thanks to the Father, gave it to the disciples and said, "Take and drink. This is the blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As often as you do this, do it in remembrance." Will you pray with me? Almighty God, who was and is to come, who is Alpha and Omega, pour out your Holy Spirit on each of us gathered here and on this bread and on this juice, that it may be for us the body of Jesus Christ that redeems us and makes us the body of Christ in the world. By your power of the Holy Spirit, make us one with you and one in ministry until you come again, and we all the saints who have been, all the saints that are, we all feast together with you around your table. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, through your church, Lord, renew us. Make us new. Wipe away our tears and strengthen us to mirror your image in the world like those who have come before us have done. And as we do so, we long and look forward to the day when you do come and all is separate. Until then, sustain us by your grace and the power of your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. I'd like to invite those who are going to be serving communion with us to go ahead and come forward and prepare those elements now. Thank you.
prayer servers will come to the station in front of the section that they're sitting in. And when they invite you to come forward, you'll have an opportunity to begin with the front rows and make our way to the back portion of your section. You can exit to the left and come forward. And as you come forward, they're going to tear off a piece of bread and hand it to you. And then you can take that and dip it into the cup. But this morning, especially on All Saints Day, I want to offer the invitation to you. We really do believe that the saints are present with us. And so if there is someone that you have lost in the last year, or maybe it was decades ago, but you are remembering this morning the legacy of their love and the impact they had on your life, as you come forward today and you're receiving that bread, I want you to imagine them placing their hand on your shoulder and praying for you as you receive that, that you may live into your unique call here on earth and bear God's legacy in your own unique way. And then if you want to come and light a candle, you are more than welcome to do so. You can return to the left side of your section. I invite you to come. we thank you for the mystery of this holy meal, for your presence that is always with us, and for the communion of saints that surround us. Having tasted and seen the goodness of all that you are, may we allow you to take up greater residency in us now. Make us new, renew us, and then help us go out into this world to be instruments of your peace, to carry on your mission, and to leave a legacy of love so that all may know of the goodness of who you are. We give you thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.
And now would you stand as we celebrate with all the saints by singing "When the Saints Go Marching"?
This morning, just a couple of things for you outside. If you haven't gotten your new name tag yet, there are name tags out there for you. If you have returned a commitment card and want to pick up a gift from us, one of the items that are outside with the Trinity Tri-Ketra on it, you're welcome to do that as well. And there are others that are available for purchase. I believe our Guardian Ad Litem tables are also set up for Trinity to be able to offer Christmas gifts to kids who are a part of the Guardian Ad Litem program. How's that? So anyway, I invite you now to go with this blessing. As you go today, may God dwell within you, making all things new. Go out and be a witness to the world as one of the saints, as we celebrate the cloud of witnesses and the communion.